Welcome to Open Your Eyes, a podcast about opening our eyes to a new view of life. I'm McKay Christensen, and I'm thrilled you joined us today. So here's the question. How many people worldwide listened to a podcast last month? The answer is over 500 million. There's just something powerful about learning while you drive or walk or as part of your daily study. And each year, the number of podcast listeners is growing by 21%. There are a host of podcasts to choose from, and many try to be of help to those who listen. This podcast is designed to help you and me to gain a new perspective of how we can think and live better. That's why it's called Open Your Eyes. So today, I hope you enjoy what we have to share. Let's get started. Today, I'd like to talk about enjoying the ride. Alfonso was born in Mexico City. His father was a doctor and mother was a biologist. And as a result, he was educated and had a number of advantages in life. With those advantages, his interest led him to filmmaking. While in college, he met two fellow students and they created a film or two together. The success of their early films got him noticed, and soon he was directing TV shows and then major films. His first hit was A Little Princess, starring Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert De Niro. Then this Mexican director was asked to direct Harry Potter and The Prisoner of Azkaban, and then The Children of Men. During this time, he was looking for a story that he could bring to the screen himself, that he could write and direct and produce. So he teamed up with his son and they started to write a screenplay. It was a story about two astronauts who are deserted in space when their spacecraft is destroyed by orbiting debris. Incredibly, the two screenwriters wrote the screenplay in 6 weeks, a remarkably short time by any stretch of the imagination. The movie, Gravity, would go on to be a monster success. But the writing was not without its challenges. At one point in the screenplay, the writers were blocked. They were stuck. They didn't know how to take the story forward. You see, in the movie, the lead character, Ryan Stone, is played by Sandra Bullock. Ryan had lost her daughter to an accident years earlier, and as a result, she struggled with her purpose in life. And after her spacecraft is destroyed by orbiting debris, she and her fellow astronaut, played by George Clooney, reach the International Space Station called the Soyuz. But Clooney's character, Matt, is lost and floats off into space when he detaches his tether to save Ryan's life. Well, Stone makes it to the spacecraft, but after several attempts to start the engines, she realizes the jets that power the spacecraft are inoperable. They're out of fuel. And it was at this point that the riders got stuck. They didn't know how to get Ryan out of this situation in the story. They wanted to create a miracle moment, not only to rescue her from space, but also to rescue her in life, to help her find renewed purpose. How could they weave together the message that there is hope, even when there seems there is none? And how could they bring peace to Ryan Stone to let her know that even though she had great loss, that life was still worth pursuing? Well, it was George Clooney who gave them the idea. To help them, Clooney wrote a draft of the scene. In his draft, his ideas unclogged their thinking, and the scene became one of the greatest in the history of cinema. Here was Clooney's suggestion. The scene begins with Stone sitting in the Soyuz with no fuel for the engines. She's given up. She turns off the oxygen, closes her eyes, and waits for the slow sleep of death. Now, here are the words from the actual screenplay. For a long beat, Ryan merely sits there. She's gently humming a tune. It's a lullaby. She surrenders. She weeps. A quiet, deep-down sorrow that silently grows in intensity that finally explodes into a soft wail. Tears float around her in space like tiny satellites. She closes her eyes, and her breathing relaxes, and she begins to fall asleep until, tink, tink, tink. She opens her eyes, startled. Tink, tink, tink. She turns and looks at the portal. Through the glass, the helmet of an astronaut is looking in. It's Matt. He knocks on the window again, this time louder. Well, Matt, played by George Clooney, enters the spacecraft He settles into the seat next to Ryan and tells her they need to travel about 100 miles to the Chinese space station. She says they can't because they're out of fuel for the engines, but he says, there's always something we can do. Did you try the soft landing jets? And Ryan says, they're for landing. Well, landing is launching, he says. It's the same thing. Didn't you learn that in training? Do you want to go back to Earth or do you want to stay here? I mean, I get it. It's nice up here. You can just shut down all the systems, turn out the lights, and just close your eyes and tune everybody out. You have to start living life, Ryan. If you decide to go back to Earth, then you got to get on with it, sit back, and enjoy the ride. There it is. This is what Clooney gave to the riders. If you've decided, then you got to get on with it. You've got to enjoy the ride. And he did more than give it to the riders. He gave it to you and me as well. If you've decided, then you got to get on with it. You've got to enjoy the ride. Well, then in the script, Ryan opens her eyes. She realizes that she's been dreaming. The dream gave her the idea of how to power the craft to safety, and it gave her a new view. She decided to do everything she could and then enjoy the ride. And she does. She makes it to the Chinese space station. She straps in, decides to go on the ride of her life, and makes it back to Earth. So here's the thing. You are a bit like Ryan Stone. And maybe the course of events this year hasn't been the course that you would have chosen, or maybe despite your best efforts, things haven't turned out like you wanted. Perhaps you've let yourself down or others as well. Whatever it is, we can take George Clooney's advice, and whatever we've decided, we can get going and enjoy the ride. We can look for and find and focus on the good things we're learning along the way. And this is an amazing gift. Sometimes life has taken much of what we're used to, maybe our health or our confidence or whatever it is. But we can still enjoy the ride and put our best foot forward regardless of circumstances. I'll give you a perfect example. In our foundation this year, we faced significant headwinds. The economy and inflation, especially with gasoline, have slowed ticket sales. Costs have increased, fundraising is tedious, and people feel stressed and pressed from all sides. The joy we've had in the last few years isn't there as much. And I started to ask myself why. Then one morning, I remembered this simple lesson, to enjoy the ride. And I realized that we're still strong. We're not where we want to be, but we're still doing well. And we have a lot of good people. And we can set a course and make adjustments, fire away, and enjoy the ride. Enjoy the attempts, the ups and downs, and the struggles as we improve. You see, too often we get stressed or anxious at our goals rather than enjoying the things we learn along the way. And when we enjoy the ride, we have a different mindset and often different results. So let's say you've decided again to grow your business to a certain level, something you've decided before. But this time, you also decide to enjoy the ride. You add enjoy the ride to your decision. To really enjoy the people, the process, the work, and yes, even the difficulties, you decide to be grateful for everything that comes with it. Or let's say your goal is to be a better parent, less yelling, more patience, more productive. But this time you decide to also enjoy the ride, to smile at the little things, to enjoy the moments, as infrequent and small as they may be, and to take note of what's good in the process. With either of these scenarios, you can see how enjoying the ride can make a big difference. So, if that sounds good, then let's talk for a few minutes about how we enjoy the ride. The first essential piece to the puzzle of doing so is to leave behind a few things. That's right. To jettison into space a few things that have been holding you back. We all have these pieces of junk that we've been holding on to. These needless things that keep us from enjoying the ride. You know, fears and doubts, and logical reasons why we can't or won't. And if you're holding on to a few doubts or difficulties, then learn a lesson from the script in Gravity. In her dream, Ryan Stone has set the coordinates for the landing, and before she pushes the button, before she launches into space, she talks to Matt, who she knows is dead, and says this in the script about her daughter who is also with him in heaven. "Listen to me, Matt," she says. "You're going to see a girl with brown hair. She's Sarah. Her hair is probably a mess. That's okay. She doesn't like to brush it. You give her a big hug and tell her Mama misses her. Tell her she's my angel and she makes me so proud. Tell her I promise to try to make her proud too. Tell her that I'm not quitting. You tell her I love her, Matt. I love her so much. And with that, she pushes the fire button and launches the craft into the unknown. Now, the same goes for you and me. To start anew, you may need to say whatever prayers need to be said, say goodbye to whatever things have been holding you back, and fire away. And leave the excuses and fears and worries behind, and just enjoy the ride. And go to where your new goals are going to take you. You see, too often these worries that we carry cause us to give up or slow down. They are a drag on our momentum and happiness. Have you noticed this? That when we worry and stress, we don't act freely. Here's what I'm absolutely sure of. You are facing whatever you are facing, a weakness, a challenging goal, or difficult circumstances for a reason. And God is aware of where you are and what you need to do. And you're not alone. If you look forward in faith, you can enjoy the ride and have peace as you do what needs to be done. And I believe one of the things that we're supposed to learn in this life is to have faith. And faith is trying again when you don't see a way. Trying again when you're not sure if you have the strength. Trying again because there's a more remarkable you waiting. You can do what you set out to do. You can overcome. You can persevere. Don't doubt that a miracle tailored just for you is waiting after you try one more time and enjoy the ride. So take a lesson from gravity. Buckle in and enjoy it. The gravity of life is going to pull you one direction or another. That's the way it is with gravity. Back in 2017, Lee, a realtor, was facing rehabilitation after having broken some bones. He was looking for something to motivate him during his rehabilitation. So he thought, I'd like to try swimming the English Channel. Well, after swimming the English Channel, he decided he wanted to add his name to the short list of people who have accomplished the Ocean's Seven. Now, the Ocean's Seven is someone who has swum all seven famous straits in the world, including the English Channel, the Strait of Gibraltar, Molokai Channel in Hawaii, the Cook Strait, and others. And along the way, he decided he wanted to be the first person to do the Ocean's Seven and climb the highest peak on each continent, including Everest. Not long ago, he became the first person to ever accomplish this feat. It took him 17 years, because he had to plan and reschedule and plan and reschedule again. The sheer gravity of this is outstanding. Think about it. The logistics of doing something like this is extreme. Weather throws hundreds of challenges your way and risks are around every corner. The news reported, at times he had to forge forward even when the conditions weren't ideal. When he climbed Antarctica's Vincent Massif, winds picked up, dropping temperatures to minus 45 degrees, 30 degrees colder than when he climbed Mount Everest. When he swam the roughly 26-mile Molokai Channel in Hawaii, he had to do it in the heat and big swells of daytime to avoid cookie-cutter sharks. Many swims and climbs required two or more attempts. Weather windows changed, he got sick, and along the way he learned something very important. You can't control every circumstance. It's impossible. You can learn to be grateful for the opportunity. And this lets you not get too crazy when the weather changes and the conditions make your planned attempts impossible. You know, it strikes me that while you and I may not summit or swim the seven oceans or summits, we cross oceans and make climbs that are similar in that sometimes it takes two or three attempts. Circumstances change, health gets in the way, and everything doesn't go as planned. But Lee teaches us something remarkable. It's enjoying the ride, seeing the good and finding happiness in the journey that makes the difference. So in your business, can you enjoy the ride even if you don't hit your goals the first go-around? One author shared the words from a wise old man who told him, "Young man, if I could change one thing, I would have lived more for today and less for tomorrow. I buried my wife 31 years ago and seldom see my three daughters and grandchildren who reside on the East Coast. A few years ago, before I retired, I remember thinking how I never enjoyed the ride to work because I was always thinking about what I had to do at work. If I could do it again, this time I would drive a different way to work every day just to enjoy the commute more." Why is it that when we set a big goal, that it sometimes robs us of our ability to enjoy the moment? Well, it's often because we're afraid we can't or won't, and that focus on fear occupies our focus. Years ago, I was asked to speak to an audience about fear. The company they worked for was facing an uncertain economy and a number of other factors. And as a result, many of those in the audience were giving into their fears. I wanted them to see that in this situation, they can give into their fears or they can give into their faith. So I brought along a video to illustrate my point. The video showed a dad and his daughter on a roller coaster ride. This wasn't just any coaster. It was one of those in which you're strapped in and shot straight up and fall straight down several times. The camera's mounted directly in front of the father and daughter, and you can see the expressions on their faces the entire time. The video is a lesson in contrasts. The dad's anxious. He screams in fear. He closes his eyes the entire ride. The daughter does the opposite. She smiles, screams in delight, and has the time of her life. Both are on the same ride, but one enjoyed it, and the other missed the entire experience. You and I are kind of the same. We're on the same ride, ups and downs, turns and twists. We can open our eyes and enjoy the ride if we choose. As one author put it, your life right now may not be the party you had hoped for, but while you're here, you might as well dance. Not long ago, Steve Gilliland told this story. In class one day, a group of students was asked to list what they thought were the present seven wonders of the world. Though there were some disagreements, the following received the most votes: Egypt's Great Pyramids, Taj Mahal, Grand Canyon, Panama Canal, Empire State Building, St. Peter's Basilica, the Great Wall of China. Now, while gathering the votes, the teacher noted that one quiet student hadn't turned in her paper yet. So she asked the girl if she was having trouble with her list, and the girl replied, "Yes, a little. I couldn't quite make up my mind because there were so many." And the teacher said, "Well, tell us what you have and maybe we can help." The girl hesitated and then read, "I think the seven wonders of the world are 1, to see, 2, to hear, to touch, to taste, to feel, to laugh, and to love." This leads to my second suggestion for enjoying the ride. Think abundantly. Abundance is really your ability to see more in your life, more options, more choices, more resources. And that starts with noticing more. Here's what I've experienced. When you give more time to noticing, new opportunities appear, new doors open. When you notice that what is intriguing about people, you make better friends. When you notice what is good in your life, you take less for granted and then you immediately become more wealthy. When you give time to notice the abundance around you, your bad days become good days. Here's what one author said. You're not going to build a billion-dollar business on a string of bad days. It has to be a sequence of your very best days. And that's true. To reach your goals, you're going to take a long string of your very best days. So how do you turn your average days into your best days? Change the way you view those days. Remember, you're more than enough. Your family's enough. What skills you have are enough to do remarkable things. When you feel engaged and positive, that you're working towards something bigger and better, you arrive at this point of feeling able, determined, yet relaxed and inspired, that there will be enough insights and people who will come your way to help you reach your goals. You see, too often we think there isn't enough time, or you just can't find the right people, or whatever things you believe don't or won't come your way. For example, in your business, do you believe that there's an abundant number of people who'd like to partner with you, but you just need to find them? That belief impacts your drive each day compared to thinking there's no one interested. I've found that being abundant requires this weird combination of blind optimism and confidence. You aren't quite sure how you'll reach your goal, but you're confident if you fully engage, life will help you find a way. You're not sure how you'll overcome a habit, but if you just start, optimistically try, you will find the strength along the way. Next, to enjoy the ride, slow down and make the most of the most important decisions in life. You may ask, what do you mean? Well, many of us don't ever decide the most important things. And as a result, we struggle with decision-making and direction. Instead, you can make those most important decisions once and enjoy the ride letting those decisions guide you. Recently, one author identified the 5 most important decisions all of us must make in this life. If you were to identify what those decisions are, what would be your top 5? Well, here's the first. What are your values? When you decide what your values are, this allows you to let them guide your life. For example, do you value financial security before buying things? Have you decided that faith in God is a value upon which you will place importance? Do you value people and time with people ahead of status or achievement? I decided early in life that financial security was something that I valued, and I was willing to have less of what my neighbors had early in life in order to have security later in life. When I gave up needing to be like my neighbors, I could enjoy the ride. The next major decision is this. What type of friends and people will you surround yourself with? Answering this question is incredibly important because it will direct your life and determine very much what amount of joy you'll have along the way. The other 3 decisions the author suggested were, what environment will you live in? What career will you choose? And who will you marry? I agree that those are pretty important decisions. But over time, who you will marry, your career, and your environment can change. Instead, I'd say the important decisions are, what role will God and gratitude play in your life? What type of spouse will you be? And who do you want to become before you pass from this earth? Whatever you believe the most important decisions are, here's the point. Once we decide these very important things, we can enjoy the ride knowing those important decisions don't need to be made again. But because they are made, we can spend more time enjoying who we're meant to become. Next, to enjoy the ride requires we risk a little bit. If I could travel back in time and give myself a little advice to follow, it would be to take more risks and not worry so much about the outcome. Work incredibly hard, but take more risks. It seems that we're programmed to travel through life minimizing risk, when in fact, we ought to be trying new things and doing the less than obvious and seeking opportunities we might not otherwise seek. This brings joy and variety and experience to our lives. Why take a risk? Why try that new business? Why throw yourself into that new endeavor? Why risk your reputation by trying something new? Because it builds a new you. You know, research has shown that the benefits that come your way from trying something new and stepping out of your comfort zone creates greater purpose and energy and passion in your life. And this is the stuff that life's made of. It doesn't have to be something big like starting a new company. It can be taking a class or joining a new group or setting a new goal. Emerson said, "Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." When you enjoy the ride, you don't blame as much. You lose the need to blame people or circumstances even if you didn't reach your goal. Why? Because you gained so much along the way that there's nothing to blame. Zig Ziglar said, "Never blame anyone in your life. Good people give you happiness. Bad people give you experience. Worst people give you a lesson. Best people give you memories." So as we end today, remember Ryan Stone sitting in the spacecraft in the middle of space and her decision to just try to decide and do everything she could to reach the next space station and then let gravity have its way and enjoy the ride. Set your goals, do all you can to reach those goals, and then decide to enjoy the ride. There's so much joy if you'll pay attention to people and purpose and possibilities along the way to reaching your goals this year. Remember, as you work, to see, to hear, to touch, to taste, to feel, to laugh, and to love. And as you do, your goal setting and living will be much more inspired. Most of all, thanks for being here today. And don't forget to share this podcast with a friend and join us next week for another podcast as we learn to open our eyes to who and what we can become.